Obedience is something that we struggle each day, especially obedience to God. And that's why in the first reading today, we hear the apostles themselves said that we must obey God rather man. And this caused the people in power to be infuriated, because we see in our own humanity, we always want to play God. We always want to be in control, and we always want to oppress or dictate our will upon others. So that's why at the end of their speech, Peter and the apostles said that we are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God hath given to those who obey him. Obedience to God lead us to that freedom to be used by the Holy Spirit, to speak the truth, to live in the truth. And interestingly, even the responsible psalm said, many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him. Meaning that seeking justice, seeking to do what's right, seeking to be with the Lord, to obey God, will bring us a lot of troubles, a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations. We will be unpopular because of his name. But the Lord had promised from of old, whether from the Old Testament to the New Testament, that the just men will face a lot of trouble, but out of all of them, the Lord will deliver us. So let us take heed to that, and let us remember that whether our hearts belong to the things of heaven, the things that are above, or are we being held down by earthly things. And heed to the words of what the Lord Jesus said today in the gospel reading. Whoever believes in the Son hath eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. So believing requires that we put our trust, our confidence in God. And obedience requires us to die to our will, our ego, our pride, or our desire to be in control. Else, we profess God with our words, our actions, perhaps just shallow actions, but our heart don't belong to him. And that is fakery, that is lies. And when we have been lied by somebody, when we have been manipulated or duped by someone, remember how we feel. Sad, right? Angry, right? Of being duped. So we must remember that we cannot somehow make God weak and helpless, right? You have the right to be angry, right? Especially when we have lied, manipulated, and control, or try to do things that make ourselves God instead of obeying him. All of the readings today come back to that one word that I have said. We must obey God rather than men, so that even in the midst of all of our troubles, it is the Lord who delivers us all from them.